can do it without it, can't we? Sorry, guys. It's only going to one.
Yeah.
Did you come up with
it? No, he just texted me. So I said, yeah, no problem.
Oh.
I think we didn't come with the bare minimum requirements to play a game. We didn't come with energy, no passion. And when that happens, you're not going to win. And what happened tonight is going to happen every time you step on the field. And I thought we were the same way last week. We started the game and didn't have the drive and desire. We talked about it all week, talked about it before the game, tried to get them going before the game. And they got to find something in each one of them individually. If they can't find that minimum desire to show up and play with passion and desire and effort, they're going to get beat every week.
Do you feel like it's more on you guys in response after you went down than, you know, anything in particular from now?
I think it's just on, yeah, how we started the game. You know, it was, I think, third phase of a set piece they scored off. We didn't clear the ball twice. And even after that, I don't think we... You know, the last couple of games when we have gone down, at least we've shown an effort and a desire to get back in it. I don't think we did today. And, you know, missed tackle and ball driving across our box, the edge of our box. And we had the numbers in there. We just didn't track a runner and one guy making a run. He scored the second. So, yeah, I mean, I don't even feel after having to go to halftime that I got the reaction I wanted. So they got it again at the end of the game. And we'll see if we can get the reaction during the week, this week, and for the game next week.
I mean, I'm just curious, you know, come out the gate, and one of the reasons why, you know, you go down early is because there's a lot of defensive miscues, and some players have decisions, and, you know, poor passing and dribbling. Just what would you say about that?
Yeah, I mean, I think it was sloppy, technically as well, especially early, and we were playing in areas we didn't plan to play in. We had a game plan of how we wanted to break them down and how we wanted to hurt them, and it was like we never worked on that all week. So we had a full week of training, and we went and it's almost like we scrapped up and threw out the window and did our own thing a little bit. So, you know, the one play, I think the goal came from what we wanted to do against them, but it was too little too late by that point.
And you guys kind of really couldn't break Pacific's back line. It just seemed like no matter how hard you tried, they outstrung. Is that, you know, lack of effort, or is that something else maybe going on there?
I think, you know, they're a very good defensive team. They're very good shape. Their center backs are very good. You know, they got a lot of pace in their full backs. And I think what really is the problem is if you don't move the ball quick and they can sit in their block, they're really comfortable in their block. And they know their center backs can deal with it. So, you know, we didn't move the ball quick enough to break them down, and we didn't switch play quick enough, and everything was short, which allowed them to jump on every pass. And you know, we talk about it all the time, if you don't skip players out, you're going to get in trouble and you're going to be forced negative. And we were making bad decisions playing into their traps, and they were countering off it, and they had numerous chances. I think it could have been worse than four.
Talking more about this game, yeah, under 21 minutes, which I always do. Let's talk about the young kids from the like brand new. There's Pride nights, family nights, and that. But this was this new Canadian night, and to have all those kids in the audience, I'm sure you could hear that. And I guess I don't know if you've done any in week stuff with them, if they watch you train or something like that, but. How much of a, like, this is something original, and how great was that to have cheering kids tonight?
Yeah, I thought it was fantastic. You know, I thought it was a great initiative, and they showed up in numbers, which is great. You know, they got to see, I guess, a lot of goals. You know, for the wrong team, because you want them to make them York United supporters, but it was great to have them out. It was great to see them come out in numbers, and you know, I hope they enjoyed themselves. It's a great initiative, and it'd be great to have them back.
Okay, and just something about the game. Comparing this game 4-1 versus when you played them the first of the year out there, and it was 4-1. You know, was there a difference in the games, or like player wise, or just? Or the way they got up to a fast start, or just they got your number.
There was a difference to be. Well, there wasn't. I think the halftime at their place, the first loss, I had a right go and we had a reaction, and we could have come back and taken the lead. We had a couple really good chances. We got back to 2-1 and we missed two sitters, and then we died a death at the end, and we were playing with 10 men just because of injury, and I'd made all my subs, but you know. It all starts from us not starting well. So that was one of the first times in the year that we just didn't come out to play. And then we seemed to rectify that on the road anyways, and we were really coming out, and I think we've got the best, if not second best, road record. So for whatever reason, I don't know why we can find the energy, the attitude, the drive to play on the road and not at home. So we... Especially when you have three home games to get a playoff place.
Yeah.
And now we have two, you know, and then one on the road. So, you know, maybe we should make phone calls and see if we can switch the fixtures up. But, it's crazy to me. We got to come out with the effort is the one thing to take away from this for me. We got to come out with effort. I thought Trey was fantastic tonight. Playing in center midfield, I thought he gave it effort. He got stuck in. He did a little. Didn't really give the ball away. I didn't think he got a lot of help. But you know, there was a few guys that put the effort in. But there was a lot of guys that I felt didn't make the bare minimum requirements of a professional footballer.
I'm gonna jump to Zoom.
Move on. I'm sure you might have a question or two for the gaffer.
Yes, Martin, is this the team's worst performance of the season?
I'm not sure if it is the worst, but it was very poor. In a, I'm not going to say a must-win game, but they're all must-win games, every single game of the season. But I thought the energy and application maybe was the poorest from the start. Which is inexcusable in a game that means so much to us.
Were there any positives from this performance or the scoreline today? Anything you saw that's, or is just a case of we have just a bad outing?
Yeah, I can't, right now, I can't think of any positives to take away. We've just got to find a way as a group to dig deeper and, you know, want it. Want it more. I think that was the key. They wanted it more. They had the energy. They, we didn't have enough guys at it.
Any plans immediately that comes to mind in switching up things in the training ground, in talking to them in the locker room, as you want to get them the two games in the bag and see if other results will go, you know, away and then get them qualification. Punch a ticket to play in the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely. We're already talking as a staff about training and how we want to approach it this week. And we're going to look to approach it differently because maybe it's coming from the training ground. We had a good, you know, it was a 9-day break with games, some good training sessions, but none of what we worked on was really seen today. So that's the frustrating. That's part of the frustration. But I think the biggest frustration is, the collective effort.
Thank you. That's all for me.
No problem.
Thanks, Jerome.
Thanks, guys.